My dear, before we begin, I should say right now that due to your recent erratic behavior, I found it necessary to... No, this is no time for your...
I do not behave erratically. I'm a woman with feelings.
Have it your own way, my dear.
I finally see you for what you are.
I'm a man of mystery. I cannot be seen.
Hey, sir, a cold man of mystery. You're a mysterious dead fish. You have no love, no life in you. It's just tricks all the time.
Clearly, our relationship has reached an impasse, one which can only be cured with the help of licensed professionals.
I do want to try again. I'm willing to tackle the unknown.
My dear, I feel that if I put you under the hypnotic spell of my mesmerizing powers, we may get to the bottom of this.
Oh, I sure hope so.
And I trust you will trust me to administer the necessary incantations.
Well, the boys, I had a little consultation with them.
What? What? This, my dear, is personal business. There's no need to go outside the bounds of our matrimonial trust.
It was last week when things seemed so dark. Yes, just last week. I don't know. He doesn't love me.
Ruth, what's going on?
We're getting a divorce.
What?
How could that be?
I feel partly responsible, seeing as we brought you together. This comes as quite a shock.
It was so beautiful at first, but the spell is worn off. It's no longer a magic relationship.
Well, this is terribly disappointing, Ruth. What's been happening?
Oh, hold my hand, Frank.
It's wet with tears.
Wet and brittle and dry at the same time.
Oh, I haven't put my lotion on. I can't find it. It's his magic. Imagine trying to be a part of a household where all you want to do is bake cookies, clip coupons, make a home, and instead you find conundrums, puzzles, teasers all around you, replacing your every desire.
Ruth, one of the remedies to aging and the deterioration of your intelligence is to keep an active mind, to do brain exercises. The great Dijon is a kind of...
He's kind of like a living crossword puzzle.
Yes,
to you.
Yes.
It's a crossword puzzle.
Oh, Ruth.
I just want happiness. I don't want to.
You need your intelligence for happiness, don't you?
I have my mysteries, my easy eye mysteries. They stimulate me. Brute Randall's always very stimulating.
You see, this is like bringing a sex toy into a lover's bedroom. You replace your lover with artifices. And you alienate him. So this could well be your fault, Ruth.
My fault?
Fault? I don't want to be judgmental.
Yeah, hold on, Ruth. Oh, Ruth, you're hurting me.
The last thing I want to do is...
Let go of my hand, Ruth.
Oh, I've given and 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 given for him. And instead, all I get are bunnies and endless handkerchiefs tied together.
We can see you're upset.
Card tricks.
We can see you're upset.
And at that point, I decided that I did want to save the relationship, my dear. And that's why I have brought in my own emotional consultant to guide me through.
What?
This is that lovable baby that we did the program with a few weeks ago.
Hello, hello.
Oh,
what's this?
All right.
What in the heaven's name has been the delay here?
Look at you, my little cousin.
I told you that you told me if I arrived promptly, I would be served sweet delicacies. So
set them
in front of me.
Here we go. Here's some butterscotch bunny cookies.
Oh, bunny cookies. If you two will leave the room, I'll go ahead and consume them.
No, Hun Bun, we need you here.
What?
My My husband and I are having, well...
My dear, there's no need to go into the messy details.
Well, please do. I need a little entertainment while I have my cookies and... Wait a minute, there's no milk here. What in heaven's name? You'll get your milk after my hypnosis. I've called you in to be my spiritual guide through a conducted tour of my interior underworld.
I beg your pardon.
You just sit down and finish those cookies.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want you to watch over me because I'm trusting myself to him.
What?
Well, I am. I'm putting my own life in your hands, and I don't know if I can trust you. That's why I need a second.
So in other words, you want me here to guard against possible molestations and abuses by this man, this knave.
Yeah, my husband. I just want another body in the room. I feel that someone has to witness this.
I find this highly objectionable.
Well, it's my terms, and if you want to save this relationship and all that it's worth, I think it's a small price.
Well, let me just say, madam, I've observed your behavior for several days now, and I suspected something of this sort was coming down the proverbial chute. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I have arranged for my own watchful watcher.
What?
Yes. If you can be threatened by my masculinity, I can be threatened by your hysterical behavior.
I prefer to call it femininity.
Call it what you will, madam.
Well, it's only fair that if I'm allowed a second, you be allowed one as well.
Well, it's not only fair, it's what I decree, madam. Well,
oh, again, was this open house day? Hello! Oh.
It's me, Andrew Philip Tinsdale. I was told you needed someone to watch over these proceedings. And I knew when I heard, I might just be the man.
What? Are we done? What?
Is that?
But I didn't go under.
Should we leave now? I don't understand.
I'll get you milk now, honey.
I think I have to leave. No need to leave.
Well, it sounded like everything...
No, don't argue, my dear.
Your suit is very shiny, Mr. Tim Bales.
Thank you, ma'am. I wore it with the anticipation that things might be solved this time. Yes, we might find out the answer after all. What?
I'm so confused. Did you put me under, my dear?
Madam, you will know well when I put you under.
Oh, there's no reason to be.
Look slowly and deeply into my eyes.
Slowly.
Descend further and further into the creaking abyss that is your own subconscious.
Oh, it's soft.
I'm getting sleepy. No, young man, you stay awake.
Lord, what? Oh. I want you to turn away from him until I'm under, all right?
That's right.
We need you to be conscious during this.
I could see when I walked in the room that nothing here would ever be the same, that our lives had become inextricably intertwined forever and ever and ever. Now look into my eyes.
Oh, okay. Let me go. Okay, I'm ready.
You are becoming sleepier and sleepier.
My coupons need to be 30% off.
You are standing at the top of a long stairway.
Oh, the draft is on sale.
Down at the bottom of the stairway, you see a glimmering light.
My scissors. Oh, I've got to...
It is a candle flickering in the darkness.
Burn the coupon.
Further down the stairways of the consciousness you go. You may experience a twisting of reality, slowly merging of your consciousness with the universal unconscious.
Yes, this is your interior voice, you, Ruth Belson. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, who is this?
This is your inner self. My reputation precedes me, but I see that you are a willing voyager. Follow me.
Where am I? Where is this place? I don't understand. What am I doing in this strange... How did I get in here? Oh. This is very disturbing.
Oh, it's very cozy in here.
That's because it's the land of your own psyche, my dear. You're here because you're her spiritual guide on this journey into the fantastic, the unexplainable, the meritorious. Follow me.
As I looked around this strange, cavernous, unexplored territory, I knew I'd entered a brave new place. A place where time and reality intermingled, and the far horizons of our being would know finally what it meant to be.
Tinsdale, I should have guessed it was you. So we meet again, do we, here in the planes of perception, the alleyways of consciousness, the Ganges River of the flow of life. You and I, you petty hack.
I knew when I saw him that nothing I said could dissuade him from his strange beliefs, his pitying, condescending ways. I knew only that the time had come to find my way in the darkness.
Bravo, bravo. Excellent performance.
Where in the hell are we? This time calling my solicitor. If we don't, we aren't removed from this.
Take my hand, honey.
I'm very scared. I don't understand.
Now, enough of this piddling chit-chat. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, to take off our white gloves and our top hats and tails and explore the depths, the deep, dark, delirious depths of your own karmic soul.
This is getting far too psychological for me.
I'm a simple man.
I don't understand. Where are we? What's that strange glimmering light in the distance?
Do my eyes deceive me? Is that Akim Tamaroff there standing before me in diapers?
I
my goodness, you it's the resemblance is I'm weeping. I haven't seen you so long, my dear Akim.
I often have this effect on people, but
we must talk later after we're back on the material plane.
Well, there's no reason we couldn't talk now. This is the perfectly no time like the present.
Well, we have.
Always said.
I regret that we have other deeper.
Well, what could possibly be more important than talking to me?
We must plumb the depths of this poor woman's soul.
That old woman over there?
Yes, that old woman over here. It's been... I want to save my marriage. I want someone to... I just want to know...
Oh, so she says. Who the hell is that? I thought you were...
Follow me.
We're following. You keep saying that. How much deeper can we go? If we go too deep, we'll come out on the other side.
Precisely the end game, my friend.
What?
But we must go back to the beginning. Take my hand, dear Mrs. Belson.
Oh, it's warm.
Follow me back to the earth.
Well, what about me? Are you just going to leave me standing here in the darkness?
Take my other hand.
Thank you.
Oh, it's quite moist. Yes. Walk, you gotta...
I'm a human being. I excrete water.
Yes, you do. We're going back to the farm, my dear, to the earth.
It's just a big black room. If you take one step in front of the other, where are we going? We're not going anywhere in the big black room. We might as well just stand still.
Oh, just trust the man. He's a famous man. You have to trust
him. Well, what's he doing here, first of all? This is some sort of a famous director, is what I see.
I don't know.
We're in your subconscious. It doesn't make any sense.
Or am I? inside your subconscious. What? Or yours.
What?
Or yours, dear listener.
I don't understand. I'm very afraid.
Your petty whining and fear are counterproductive. Calm, my Moppet, calm.
He called you a Moppet or me a Moppet? I'm not sure whether to laugh or be offended.
I think he called you a Moppet.
Well, I'll be.
The diapers,
in that case, I'll laugh.
The bonnet. They're both Moppet territory.
What in heaven's name am I wearing? Is this the way you see me?
Oh, you're just as cute as a $4 firecracker.
And what's this popsicle? Wait a minute, my teeth are green. Uncle, this popsicle has made my teeth green.
You're far away from the comforting hand and checkbook of your uncle. You're away from the Quail Co. fortunes. Follow me.
Following him?
Come back to the
farm. Are you hypnotizing me inside of her hypnotic and hypnosis? This dream within a dream.
Within a dream, within a dream.
Oh, don't say it more times.
So many layers of dreams that you can't possibly peer through them all and see which one is the actual fabric of reality.
Uncle!
Your uncle is on a yacht in the Mediterranean abusing a staff of 60. He can't help you, my tot.
I wish I was there with him right now.
You've got
I could teach him a thing or two about abusing a staff of 60.
I'm sure you could. As I've been trying to do, dear, are you still hypnotized?
I guess I am. Oh, look. Oh, it's the barnyard.
What?
Oh, there's Trick, my pony, my beautiful pony.
Here, I'm going to get on him and ride around.
Oh, you'll break him. No way.
Come here.
Yes, this is the farm, my dear. When you were just a tot, Mrs. Belson, before you knew the ways of the city, you saw your first airplane. Your first soap opera, before you indeed clipped your first coupon, you grew up in this sylvan glade. Comforting and beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's just as I remember it.
Oh, hello. Hello there. Ruth, is that you, Ruth?
Oh, Chauncey. Oh, my goodness.
Ruth, I've been waiting for you for so long, and yet I'd given up hope. I thought you'd receded into the distance of my memories.
Oh, Chauncey, I think of you fairly often.
I dream of you, Ruth. Ever since I went off to the war and you bid me adieu,
I was only 12 at the time, but I waited for you, Chauncey. I saved myself for you. And
now I'm back, Ruth, and we'll be happy forever.
But you were blown to bits in Guadalcanal.
You won't let a little thing like that stand between us, will you?
I still have the postcard etched in black.
Ruth, come back to me.
No.
Come back to me, Ruth.
You're not there.
Ruth.
That was your first love, your doomed love, Chauncey Rutherford, the English-speaking pilot who somehow grew up on the farm with you. Dashing figure, wasn't he?
Oh, yes. I tried to put it out of my mind.
Ruth? Ruth, is that you?
Oh, no.
Yes, it's Clyde Gummins. You must confront him.
Ruth, you told me you'd meet me at the train to go to Nashville. I didn't see you there, so I went off by myself and became a world-renowned country western superstar.
And you just cut me out of the picture. It was supposed to be Clyde and Ruth, but instead it was Clyde Gummins. You had over 20 number one hits and 14 number two hits.
You had your trance, Ruth. I stood on that train looking off of it.
I couldn't go, Clyde. I couldn't. My mama was sick. She needed me back at the farm. I couldn't go.
Well, you chose your road, Ruth. I chose mine, and my road led to wealth and untold riches and adventures and romantic experiences around the world.
Claude, your hair always smelled funny.
Well, there you go.
You put something in it that it made me sneeze. I couldn't live with that.
Well, now I'm remembering why I left without you, Ruth. And now it's coming back to me, your picayune ways.
Now I'm remembering why I didn't meet you at that train.
You inspired many a bitter song that pushed me on to fame.
That stuff in your hands.
Okay, Ruth.
Be gone.
All right, I feel another sad song coming on. Here comes that share name was Ruth. She betrayed me.
Music to your ears, isn't it? Bittersweet music. Music nonetheless. Music such as I heard in the wilds of Brazil back in the 1940s.
Wait a minute. Have you been to Brazil?
Oh, yes. I've been to Brazil. Yes, I have. I cleared parts of that forest with my own machete.
I didn't want you to brag. Or
with a camera in one
not
hand.
Not particularly interested. I just...
Documenting the doings of the Andes with one hand and glad handing it with the nightlife of the Rio coast.
Getting bored standing here in the dark listening to you talk.
Well, Ruth, have we achieved any kind of epiphany here?
Well, you just made me miserable with memories of these men that I lost. I couldn't hang on to them. I was afraid.
Ruth, is that you,
Lord,
Ruth?
Hide me.
Ruth, you look good, Ruth.
Oh,
ooh.
No.
Yes, you must confront Uncle Jimmy.
Ruth, you've come back to me, Ruth.
No, I won't.
Sit down here.
I've got the swing. I will not go down in your basement.
Ruth.
I will not go in your tool shed. I will not go in your back garden.
Hard to get, Ruth. That's what I always loved about you.
I will not look for the candy because other things came with that candy. Kisses I did not want. Touches I did not want.
Well, you certainly didn't seem to be interested in romance. You pushed everyone away. There's your problem right there.
Yes, Ruth, that's your problem. Come over here and sit on Daddy's knee.
No!
Ooh, Ruth, you're still wearing that little bonnet and those cute little...
No!
Cute little buckle shoes.
Get those hands off me, those smelly hands. They smell of the farm.
You certainly seem obsessed with smells.
It smells a powerful thing.
Yes, indeed. Smells tell their own tale.
Should I go now?
You should leave.
Couldn't I just... Tag along. Oh, it's nice and
easy. Knave, be gone.
What? Wait a minute.
I bid you farewell.
I feel myself...
disintegrating.
Disintegrating.
Fading.
It's fading away. Yes. Ooh, okay, I'm gone now. I'll just stand here.
Do you understand?
He's still standing over there. He said he was disintegrating, but he's...
Go away, all of you. Go away. All of you didn't want me for who I was. You just wanted a piece of me, a part of me, as if I was some product for sale that you could just go and buy with your wishes and dreams and hopes.
Do we have to listen to any more of this? This is a lot of complaining, and I can't bear complaining.
Billy, as a spirit guide, I'm these scenes are common to me. This is the epiphanal moment, you see. It's when the subject under hypnosis comes to an inner realization.
Well, is there someplace I can go sit and have a cup of coffee while this is going on? It's a little boring to me.
Why don't you go wander down by that
Nothing
pond?
Nothing more boring than something someone else's.
Go play in the pond
epiphanal
down there.
Epiphanal moment. Or else You're can we work it. On me for a little while?
Go play in the pond.
Well, nobody tells me what to do.
I tell you what to do. I explain to you what to do.
Here, come with me, son. We can have a little coffee over here. Ooh, here.
Okay, I'll follow this man. He seems a lot nicer than you.
Well, my dear, it seems that we have conveniently located the source of your problem.
Hello. Having the coffee over here. One place is as good as another in here.
Well, you may have seen the last of that little dumpling.
Waiter. We need some more coffee over here.
Oh, Oh, what's happening?
And a pastry would be nice. Now.
What's happening to me?
You're traveling into the future to remember this little town.
Ruth? Ruth? My little dumpling.
Oh, where are you? Where are you, my honey?
I can hear your voice, Ruth.
Oh, I can hear yours, too. Where did the big man go?
Oh. Ruth? Oh. Look at my inner consciousness.
Oh.
It seems normal in every way, does it not?
Yes, it does. It's the inner consciousness that I love and I want to be near.
You see in my hands, Ruth,
oh.
My eternal devotion.
I've just... Honey, please come over here and...
What? My dear? Where are we?
Oh. He's sitting on your lap. He must have crawled over there and fallen asleep.
I just had the strangest dream.
I did, too. I dreamed we were back on the farm, and I realized how... my past abusive relationships with men have made me afraid of intimacy.
No, we were in a coffee shop, and there's really nice pastries, and there was a nice man who commented on the buckles of my shoes and wanted to give me candy and come up onto the porch with him.
I hope you didn't.
Well, I did, and what?
Now we're going to have to hypnotize you.
I do feel a little strange, a little guilty in some inexplicable way. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, come to Mama.
I'll scoot over a little bit.
Honey, you're going to have to...
Young man, scooch over just a little while I take the other knee. There, my dear, is that better?
Yes, it's much better.
Well, I don't generally share a lap. But...
I'm feeling a little weight imbalance here. Honey, my dear prestidigitator, all I want is for us to connect as a loving couple, and I need you to reach out to me. I need you to assure me that everything is okay because...
I'm sorry, were you talking?
Yes, I was talking, and I'd appreciate it if you would zip your little lip for just a moment. I'm in the middle of something very important, thank you.
Well, I've never in my entire life. I'm just sitting here working through my own inner demons. Nobody cares about me.
Everybody has their little inner demons, honey butter.
My dear, you were saying.
I want our life together to work, my dear. I want us to be devoted to each other.
Well, I have a lot of other things to do.
I'm not talking to you.
What?
Leave my lap at once.
I will not. I've claimed my place in this lap.
My leg's falling asleep.
Well, then you should have thought of that earlier.
Go ahead, dear. Speak. Don't let the young hellion interrupt you.
Would you mind handing me my sewing basket, dear?
What? What's he doing?
Certainly, my dear.
Would you get that nice long pin out of the pincushion?
You see in my hand a pincushion that seems normal in every way, does it not?
Oh, yes, it does.
It does. It's a pincushion. Nothing special about it.
Oh, that's what you think.
What?
Hand me that pin with the white head.
That's a little white-headed pin.
One, two, three.
Oh, what in heaven's name? Uncle.
See, honey?
Alone at last.
Yes, And that's the final proof I need. I needed a man to hand me the pincushion so that I could protect myself.
These words are music to my ears, my little daffodil.
I would like to go on a second honeymoon.
And you promise not to be hysterical any longer.
Oh, I understand now. I have conveniently found a solution to all my problems.
And you'll be correcting all of your many faults then in order to repair our relationship.
Faults? I have no faults.
Well, my dear, I thought this was the point of this entire episode.
The point was to cure you of your faults and make you realize how you've been mistreating me.
In other words, a mysterious transformation. But it is I, my dear, who are the magician, and you the lowly spectator.
I beg your pardon. I happen to carry my weight in this marriage, in this relationship. Who bakes the cookies that make your tricks possible?
Oh, my dear. Here we go.
Who clips the coupons that allows us to save
Here we
pennies?
Go.
Who neatens the house? Who reads to you at night as you go to sleep? Who massages your feet with exotic oils?
Excuse me. Do you need me any longer? I've done all I can do here. I see by the looks in your eyes that the eternal struggle between man and woman, the never-ending meeting of unfathomable minds, would never be cured, would never be overcome, could only be loved.
Look at the sunset he's created with his words. Oh, take my hand, my dear husband. There's no argument too big to destroy our love.
Oh, hello. There you are. Would you like to join me for a cup of coffee?
Certainly, my friend. I knew when I saw you sitting here that coffee could cure it all. The pains, the prickles, the eternal suffering of what I like to call reality.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I trust you have enjoyed our program, our depth into the depths of the human mind.
I enjoyed it. I knew when it began that there would come an ending. An ending.
This is my epilogue, Tinsdale, not yours.
Should we go now? Is this all over? I keep getting the sense that we need to leave.
You people have annoyed me so often. I try.
Now he's pitching a fit. I have no patience.
I have every right to pitch a fit.
That sort of activity.
I'm building things up to the epilogue. I'm getting the dramatic send-off to this program, and heaven knows these scripts are inadequate.
Don't worry, my young friend.
Drivelous.
He knew when he walked into the door that nothing could satisfy endless yearning for.
Oh, this is
closure.
Unbearable.
For the eternal, the ineffable. Life.
Okay. Well, I guess there's no point in reading this prepared menu.
Go ahead and walk. Can I bring my coffee?
Why don't you come back? We'll bake up a new batch of butterscotch bunny cookies, and I'll make you some creamy coffee with extra half and half in it.
Oh, that sounds good.
And a little cinnamon sprinkled on the top.
Oh.
And then we'll have a magic show.
Oh, look out. Here comes that man again. We'll have to stop everything.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wait a minute, I see you over there.
Oh, Father. Can't you
speaking the words that would end it all,
but
would put
I
the
am,
final nail in the coffin
I am the
of
great,
this, our story.
Try, and I've worked in this business for half a century under the most penurious conditions, and people that base idiots with... Just because you own a camera or a microphone, you think that makes you a genius. You don't know. It's as if... You're owning a fine car, and you're a dunderhead who doesn't even own a driver's license. You don't understand the subtle artistry that... Ladies and gentlemen, this is the voice, Gershon Verne. Have you ever had your heart broken while being a psychic medium in a program that you weren't even going to be credited for appearing in? You're just doing out of a sense of, well, I needed the money to wash my clothes and buy some groceries. That's how bad it's gotten.
And so he ambled on and on into the dark, endless night, never to end, never to find that place.
Tinsdale!
What? What?
You and me out in the parking lot now. We'll settle this the gentlemanly way with fisticuffs.
And so they walked slowly out.
Stop narrating!
What?
I trained under Gene Dempsey. I can lick your high.
I could see then, the steely, threatening glint in his eyes. I've met finally my...
You've angered
my match.
Infuriated.
The eternal abyss that would engulf me. Take me to that place.
I'll narrate you to
in the distance,
grave.
I can see my mother waving. Waving, saying, come home, son.
Please come home.
Go, son.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the voice of Gershon, and I dare not speak any louder than this, you see, because I can't be sure that that braggart, that blowhard, that ham Tinsdale has actually left the scene. Tonight's was a Magnesium Theater production, written, directed, produced, starred by, and photographed by yourself, Gershon Wern. We hope that our humble little entertainment has pleased you as it pleased us to bring it to you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
And so we end another story. A look into the strange, twisted mind of a narrator whose time had passed. A man whose flame.
I admit defeat. I give up. I quit. You've driven me out of the business, Tinsdale. Are you happy?
Happy?
Are you happy, Tinsdale?
Happy?
Are you happy?
An indefinable word. A word I'd never know.
Good night.
For I lived here in the darkness of my soul.
Good night.
A darkness that could not be.